This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Eternal and ever-blessed God, we remember this day the unseen cloud of witnesses who compass us about. We remember the blessed dead who do rest from their labors and whose works do follow them. We give you thanks for all of them, for parents who gave us life, who tended and cared for us in years when we were helpless to help ourselves, who toiled and sacrificed to give to us our chance in life, at whose knees we learned to pray and from whose lips we first heard the name of Jesus. We give you thanks, O God, for teachers who taught us, for ministers of your gospel who instructed us in your truth and faith, for all those who have been an example to us of what life should be, for those whose influence on us will never cease and whose names will never depart from our memory. We give you thanks, O God, for the saints, the prophets, and the martyrs, for those who lived and died for the faith, and above all else for Jesus, the captain of our salvation and the author and finisher of our faith. We give you thanks, O God. Grant unto us in our day and generation to walk worthily of the heritage into which we have entered. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Good morning, saints.
Good morning.
I say that to our school children every Wednesday, and somebody said, why don't you say that to St. Joseph's Church every Sunday? So I say it today. Happy Feast Day. Well, there's no ladder today, so you can relax. But if I was capable, I would be standing on my head. Because this gospel turns the world topsy-turvy. In these Beatitudes, as expressed in Luke's gospel, Jesus forces us to think about the guiding principles of our life. He changes the rules of the game. The challenge for most of us, I think, is we're really not playing by Jesus' rules completely. And that's a question for us today as we contemplate our own call to sainthood. My favorite old-time TV show was called I Love Lucy. I'm sure sometime on late-night TV you have seen those reruns. They still make me howl with laughter. One of my favorite episodes is one in which Lucy and Ethel, scheming as usual, decide that they want to learn how to play golf because their husbands, Ricky and Fred, are always going to play golf. Well, the husbands aren't so excited about this idea. So they decide, in teaching them, they are going to make up their own rules for the game. This is what transpires.
Well, now we all put our balls into the little cup here.
Yeah.
Oh?
Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
Lucy's ball is not on the green.
Oh, is that my ball?
Never, never, never touch your ball unless it's a dormy.
Oh, well, I didn't know.
Well, I'm sorry, but you get a mashie for a penalty.
What's a mashie?
This is a mashie.
That's
the mashie? That's the mashie, yeah. Now we all put our balls into the cup.
All right.
Now here's your putter.
Here's your putter.
Where's my ball?
There's
right
your ball
there,
in the corner.
Right there. Put the flat out here.
Rick?
Yeah?
Do we all go at once?
Yeah. We all go at once.
Yeah. Sure, that's the reason they say this game's so much like hockey.
That's right. Now, you see, the idea of putting here is that you try to get your ball in the cup, and at the same time, you try to keep the other player's ball from getting into the cup.
Okay.
three and we all go.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yep.
One, two, three.
Should be a champ.
Yeah.
Do I win?
Yes, sir. So you get to carry all the bags again. We'll see you in the next seat.
Hurry up now, Lucy.
Hurry up.
I won.
I won? She ends up questioning what it means to win. With these crazy rules they've created. Jesus changes the rules. We are celebrating today the feast day of those who have chosen to live by Jesus' rules, who have chosen, as Jesus prays for us in his priestly prayer, to be in the world but not of the world. I think we all have our own personal beatitudes. How close are they to the ones Jesus presents to us today? They're different. They're different from even what we hear in Matthew's gospel. We all know the ones from Matthew's gospel. It's called the Sermon on the... This is not the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus has been teaching in a synagogue in Luke's gospel. He goes up on the mountain and spends the night in prayer alone. He comes back down the mountain and he comes to a level place. He looks face to face. There are huge crowds that are there, but he's not talking to those crowds. Luke's very clear. Jesus looks into the face of his disciples to give these beatitudes. And I think we all know the ones from Matthew. It's different here in Luke. Matthew, blessed are the poor in... Doesn't say that in Luke, does he? Blessed are the poor. In Matthew's gospel, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for... You guys are good. He just says, blessed are the hungry. And here is a God-made man who is going to go to his grave, penniless, poor, hungry and thirsty, hated by most people who kill him, and with tears as well. The rules are changed. But the important thing, I think, for this is to go back to this fact that Jesus is talking to his disciples here. And he's saying to them, blessed are you. He's talking right to them, face to face. He's leveling with them. He's being plain talk with them. Because he wants them to understand, you aren't blessed because just because you're poor, just because you're weeping, just because you're hungry and thirsty, just because you feel unaccepted and hated. But the important thing is what comes after that, the part that we read. Because you have made decisions to follow me, you are playing and choosing to play by my rules, and as a result of that, there are some uncomfortable conditions that you're living under for this short period of time that you have, but I want you to be comforted in the fact of knowing because yours is the kingdom of heaven. It's the same thing that Paul talked about in the reading today. It's the same thing that Daniel's vision is addressing. He talks about all these beasts and everything else, but he gets to the point of saying, but in the end, the kingdom is going to belong to those who believe forever and ever and ever. Wow. That's something we're celebrating. I was just blessed with being representing us at Harriet Halcomb's funeral. And those of you who've been here for a while knew Harriet. Bob Zinn was our former senior warden here. And they were as much Mr. and Mrs. St. Joseph's as anybody and moved away due to business And Harriet got breast cancer. And after a 2-year struggle, she died. Blessed are you, Harriet. Yours is the kingdom of heaven. All of the people we're going to remember today, who in some way, you wouldn't have mentioned them, if in some way they didn't live in their own life these beatitudes that Jesus is talking about, sacrificing for the sake of following him. And the good news is, Harriet's going to be there and there's no more cancer. All of these people that we have lost and whose body just fell apart towards the end, they're in perfect health. We're going to be with them all around the table. That should give us incredible encouragement in what Jesus has to say today. Blessed are you who are poor. You've made decisions in your life, and it's caused you to struggle a bit because you put your faith in your family first. Yours is the kingdom. And if it's resulted in being a little hungry now and then, maybe that's going to be God's gift to you. Those who weep today over the loss of people you've lost, blessed are you. The kingdom of heaven is yours. And he gets to that point of even when we're hated. You made decisions in your life because in your prayer you felt that God was calling you to do certain things. Blessed are you because you put God first. That's what we celebrate today. There's no simple value in the poverty, the suffering, the weeping, not being accepted. But when it's a result of we've made the decisions that God would want us to make, blessed are we. With that in mind, good morning, saints. Amen.